The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
You are listening to The Inconclusive Breakdown, your weekly anti-PC look at entertainment and pop culture news.
Coming to you from the frustrated incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay, this is Inconclusive Breakdown, episode 242. I am your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets the Wonder Dog, and in his bunker, Vince. And we were able to pry him away from Red Dead 2. Hey, it's Juan. Welcome back, Juan.
Hello, hola.
He's not paying attention because he's playing.
He's playing God of War Cowboy or something. On this week's show, it's the best of the worst. The first annual Wampy Awards. Everybody's excited.
We are.
Play along, asshole.
Oh, shit. Yay, the Wampies!
Yeah, there we go. In addition, we will discuss UFC 232, the problem, apparently, with Chris Pratt. We have the villain for season two of The Punisher, same-sex Barbie, and nations being told to give up their sovereignty. No top 10 this week, but we will, of course, as always, answer your listener questions. Oh, you ready to get into TV news?
Yeah, I want to get these Wampies over with.
All right. Wampies will be sprinkled throughout the show. Just that's a tease to make everybody listen all the way through. Do you know Andrew Zimmern, the guy that hosts Bizarre Foods?
Yes.
Yeah, he's been fired.
Never heard of him.
Juan, that's your perfect job. You could eat weird shit.
Yeah. he has been fired amid the controversy over his assertion that Chinese food in the Midwest is being served in, quote, horseshit restaurants. The celebrity chef's Bizarre Foods juggernaut franchise and sister show, The Zimmern List, have been bumped by the network owner Discovery into a graveyard rotation slot on Saturday mornings to run their course. Filming has stopped on both shows mid-season and is not expected to continue. The move comes after the James Beard Award-winning chef offended the Asian American community in comments to promote his Midwestern Chinese restaurant chain by saying, "I think I'm saving the souls of all the people that from having to dine at these horseshit restaurants masquerading as Chinese food that are in the Midwest." So basically, he was trying to promo his own place, said that all other Asian restaurants in the Midwest are horseshit, and Travel Channel said, "Oh, we offended. Haro, you're fired."
Yeah, so, but it's true.
Yeah.
There's only one good Asian place in Indy. It's called Fast Walk. That's it.
I love the name.
Fast Walk is it. That's it. That's all there is.
Let's face it. Like, if you're eating Chinese food in the Midwest, I'm pretty sure there's a Puerto Rican guy making the food.
Yeah. That's a real good possibility. Nothing like the Asian place we were working on when I was growing up, and there was a, how to put this delicately, there was a cat in the kitchen.
Was it their pet?
Nope.
What was it named? Fluffy?
It wasn't.
Yeah, Fast Walk's the only good place around here. That's for sure. There's Asian people
sure
eating there.
I'm pretty sure it was the main course, though.
Look, that's how you know. You walk into the place, and if there's Asian people eating there, it's good.
There you go.
If there's no Asian people eating there, fucking turn around and walk out.
Exactly. But yeah, so he's fired.
If they're not singing fucking Christmas carols or whatever, then it's not an Asian place.
Fa ra 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 ra.
What? Nobody gets it.
I got it. A week late.
Yeah. All right. Season two of The Punisher. We now have our bad guy. Boy, if you're just gonna go out, you might as well go out completely PC and left wing, right? A character named John Pilgrim, played by actor Josh Stewart, the villain is described as an alt-right Christian fundamentalist who has a rage and a violent side of him. That's your bad guy for Punisher season 2.
Are you kidding me?
White guy. Oh my god.
Yeah, you're still gonna get Billy
Is
Russo.
Is that how they go out?
The Billy Russo, the Jigsaw character, will be a part of the season, but your main protagonist is gonna be your this alt-right Christian fundamentalist.
That's the worst you got. That's not like that one Asian chick playing the Mexican woman.
Yes.
So yeah. it's not gonna be any of the fucking like other bad guys. You know, it's not gonna be Bullseye, it's not gonna be fucking Jigsaw. No, it's gonna be this asshole.
Yeah. Exactly.
Hell, it's not even gonna be what was his fucking name? Was it Crimson Face, Crimson Mask? I can't remember. He was like this Irish fucking terrorist.
The Irish have never been terrorists.
Hey!
I am reading
you take
this.
That back.
I am blinking, but this is an audio podcast. Nobody can see me blink SOS.
Oh. Nobody can see it. I'll put it in the audio track.
There you go. Subtitles.
Yeah. They need an evil Puerto Rican. Juan.
Yes.
Make it happen.
That is the evil Puerto Rican.
They need Barracuda.
exactly. It's like we are part of your country, but we will never be part of your country. Yeah.
That ain't right.
Speaking of things I wish were never part of the country, Jimmy Kimmel. You know we talked about the GoFundMe for the border wall, right?
Yes.
Last week, I think.
Yeah.
We had a question about it. Well, Kimmel decided to go off about it, of course, because you know he's Jimmy Kimmel. He said that the people that started the GoFundMe and the ones that are donating are, quote, very dopey people who are dipping into their meth money. He said, basically, Trump is taking paychecks from federal employees at Christmas time to punish Congress for not paying for a wall. But here's the twist. The twist is the president might not need Mexico or Congress to pay for the wall because some very dopey people are ready to pay for it by dipping into their meth money. Just so I'm...
So hold on, is his woke 8-year-old saying this?
What? So he didn't bring up the fact that Schumer voted for $32 billion for Israel, which he is a dual member, dual citizen, you know.
Yeah, and then under Obama, he voted for $25 billion for border security.
Right, but now we can't have $5 billion.
Right.
Boy, my shekels, $5 billion. Oh, it's not a show.
But apparently, according to Kimmel and saying this, that the people that were behind it is dopey as well. A lot of people don't know that the guy that started it is a guy named Brian Kolfang. I missed my spot because I'm awake in the morning. A veteran who started this GoFundMe, a triple amputee. Who lost his limbs in battle, was questioned about this. And he said, I feel deeply invested to this nation to ensure future generations have everything we have today. Too many Americans have been murdered by illegal aliens, and too many illegals are taking advantage of the United States taxpayers with no means of ever contributing to our society. I have grandparents who immigrated to America legally, and they did it the correct way. And it's time to uphold our laws and get the wall built.
Yeah,
that's the guy that funded it. So Jimmy Kimmel apparently thinks that a triple amputee veteran is dopey for wanting to get this done.
Well, Jimmy Kimmel is a piece of shit, so, you know.
Jimmy Kimmel doesn't go out of New York enough to know who are the type of people that are donating for the wall, so.
Yeah, if Kimmel ever stepped foot out of LA,
That's not something... That's not something a woke 8-year-old would know.
Exactly.
So.
Well, that leads us to, it is time for the first Wompy of the show.
Oh, yay!
And it is for worst TV show.
Oh, Jesus.
Your nominees are The Conners, Murphy Brown, Saturday Night Live, Jimmy Kimmel, and your winner in a runaway.
So this was from Twitter too, right?
This was everything drum roll, taken please. In. The Mewling Quims of the View.
They won?
It wasn't. It wasn't even close.
Yay! The View.
Yeah.
Aww.
Congratulations. You are the worst of the bunch.
You are a bunch of cunts. Congratulations. You win.
All right. How about if we throw in another Wampa here, real quick one? Worst network of the year. ABC, NBC, Fox, MSNBC. And of course, your winner and another runaway.
Oh, my goodness.
The Clinton News Network, otherwise known as CNN.
Oh, yay! CNN. You guys are cunts, too.
You can blame Jim Acosta for
that. We love you, viewers.
What's that? Who's that God. Other little shithead? Stelzer?
Oh, yeah, the little... I about said something. Yeah, the little bald guy that, yeah.
He talks like this?
Yeah. I'm so angry.
Goddamn white people.
Don Lemon.
Yeah, you're just waiting for his, you know...
The list goes on.
He's a 50-some-year-old man and balls ain't dropped, yeah.
I can't believe all these goddamn white people! These non-Jewish Goya! Oy vey!
There's so many sound drops.
Christ.
So many drops. All right. Let's go into movie news this week.
Do we have to?
Yeah.
I hate these fuckers.
How about Kevin Spacey?
How about
somebody's
going to
skip and then they're going to listen to him in like the most out of context shit and they're going to laugh their ass off.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's what we're hoping.
Kevin Spacey will be facing charge of felony sexual assault. A public show cause hearing was held for the case on the 20th, where a magistrate issued a criminal complaint for the charge against Kevin Fowler, known as Kevin Spacey. The actor will be arraigned on a charge of indecent assault and battery in Nantucket courtroom on January 7th. The alleged assault on a male victim took place at a Nantucket bar in 2016. Last year, former Boston TV news anchor Heather Unruh held a press conference to share her son's allegations of sexual assault against Spacey. The then 18-year-old son, she said, was sexually assaulted by Spacey inside the Club Car restaurant in Nantucket. Her son was not of legal drinking age, but Spacey continued to buy him drink after drink after drink, got him drunk, and then sexually assaulted him, and he will now be facing charges for that.
There once was a man from Nantucket.
I'm Kevin Spacey.
If there was a 12-year-old boy in a bar, he would fuck it. Wow.
Yep.
I got nothing. Seriously.
The gay version of American Beauty.
The what? The regular version of American Beauty was gay.
Dang.
Yeah, it was pretty gay, but this is even gayer.
It was really gay.
And more rapey.
Yeah. Oh
my this God. Is what would really happen if you go after a fucking teenage girl. In this case, a boy.
Yeah.
All right, that's gross. Keep going. Blow his fucking brains out.
TV Guide did an article here recently that they were warning readers about Chris Pratt's problematic off-screen life.
Does he rape little boys?
Now, what do they consider to be problematic? I'm sure you're asking yourself. But how about in 2011, he tried to give his family's aging cat away? Though he later gave an explanation, it was because the kids and the cat eventually found a good home. That apparently is just the tip of the problematic iceberg.
Yeah, because nobody does that.
Right. Nobody gets rid of a pet because your kids are allergic. The next thing that's apparently horribly problematic is the Pratt, who is an avid hunter, has often spoke about his love of hunting, currently raises lamb on his farm. He talks about eating fresh farm-to-table lamb.
So wait, he's a farmer?
Yes.
Oh, fuck. Oh, my God, dude. Neck yourself.
They are the happiest lambs on the planet. They are so sweet, and then one day they wake up dead in my freezer. Apparently that's problematic. To feed yourself is apparently problematic.
Farming. Oh.
Let's say in 2015, he mocked all outrage culture in a Facebook post where he pre-apologized for something he would probably eventually do. That apparently is problematic according to this TV Guide article. But wait, there's more. He said, Hollywood doesn't represent the voice of average blue-collar American. I don't see the personal stories that necessarily resonate with me because they're not my stories. This was from an article in 2017. Apparently, this is horribly problematic to TV Guide. The writer ends pointing out that what I think really they are considering problematic here. Chris Pratt read part of Luke's gospel at Disneyland and has offered his own personal comments on his Christian beliefs. So according to TV Guide, if you, you know, feed yourself, you have religion, you know, you give away your pet because you want your kids not to be sick, and you don't like the fact that everybody has to apologize for everything they say or do, that you're problematic.
White Christian male farmer, bad.
Yes, exactly.
Tranny, rapist, kid fucker, reading books in libraries, good.
Yes.
Good.
Socialism, awesome.
This is clown world.
2019, no, I have a prediction. I have a prediction.
We have a question about predictions coming up.
2019 will be the year that all these stupid fucks get called out for their shit and nobody will apologize.
I can see that happening.
That's exactly what's going to happen. Some fucking is going to say something off collar and we're going to say, shut the fuck up, motherfucker.
Yeah. All right, next story we got here. Director Adam McKay has let it slip out that he has had talks with Marvel about directing Guardians of the Galaxy 3. But they were just talks. Nothing is set in stone, and he probably won't be doing it. But he also let it slip out that Marvel is in very early pre-production on a Nova movie. Which would make sense. It ties in with Guardians.
Awesome.
A Nova Corps movie.
They were supposed to, weren't they?
Yep.
And it was going to be Nathan Fillion, right?
Yep. But they've dragged their feet so long, and then you had the Fox merger, which is still, I think it finalizes on the 1st. But, yeah. And so they have to figure out what they're going to do with X-Men, Deadpool, Fantastic Four, and then probably get to Guardians and Nova Corps and all that.
So, yay?
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, I'm also sad because this is, like, post Miss Marvel.
That's the problem.
Seriously.
You can have the greatest source material in the world, but you can still shit the bed with it, which is Marvel.
Yeah, but Miss Marvel's going to be bad, right?
You mean Captain Marvel?
Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, because they're trying to make, well, she's the hero that'll save everything. And I'm like, oh. Hey, how about that Aquaman movie? that's my thoughts on Captain Marvel.
So. Yeah, but that didn't do too bad, did it? Everybody's like, oh, Jason Momoa is just a big dude, bro. But it's like doing okay.
Yeah, it's already past Justice League for total box office.
Shut the fuck up.
Worldwide, it's already past Justice League.
That's awesome. That's pretty funny.
That's what happens when you fire Zack Snyder. But yeah. All right, Netflix, they've announced they are going to remake a Jimmy Stewart classic movie, Vince. I know you are a classic movie buff.
Oh, God.
They're going to remake Harvey.
God damn it, I knew you were going to say Harvey.
Which is the story of Elwood Dowd and his friendship with a 6.5 foot tall, invisible rabbit, and how this affects every member of his family and the community. So they're going to remake Harvey.
Why?
You know, if I had an answer.
Who are they going to get play Jimmy Stewart's role?
That's it. There's only one person that I would even remotely consider, and it would have to be Tom Hanks. But
I'd be fine with it.
This is one of those you don't touch. They're a time capsule movie. You know, it'd be like trying to remake Easy Rider. It'd make no sense.
True. To me,
but... God damn it.
All right. This movie came out and did not make the list for worst movie of the year, but apparently it is right up there with them. Holmes and Watson, John C. Reilly and Will Ferrell. Apparently, it's the rare kind of bad movie that is actually causing moviegoers to leave before it is done.
I guess it's one anti-Trump joke after the other.
Yeah, apparently this was supposed to be the spiritual successor to Step Brothers, but it really isn't. We'll see. Public opinion is believed, and there are quite a few people on social media saying that going to the movies is not a cheap endeavor these days, so a movie to be bad enough for paying customers to walk out really says something about how bad it is. Critics were not allowed to screen Holmes and Watson ahead of its debut, as Sony seemed to be well aware that they had a bad movie on their hands. But critics who did choose to see it anyway have not been kind. The comedic take on Sherlock Holmes debuted with a 0% on Rotten Tomatoes. Things have since improved a bit with 3 positive reviews, bringing that up to 7%. There is good heat where you're like, oh, I don't like that. You know, but you're not supposed to like it. And then there's walk out of the movie theater, change the channel heat. Apparently this has that, where you're like, oh, yeah, I just got ripped off. And yeah, so that's bad.
There's heel heat, and then there's X-Pac heat.
Exactly.
Well, apparently, like I said, it's one anti-Trump joke after the other.
Yeah, I mean,
in a period piece movie,
right,
as it were. Whatever, don't go, quit going to the fucking movies.
It didn't look
that doesn't
good.
Make sense.
Well, that's why it's not fucking funny.
That's why it's Hollywood. There you go. So all right, time for the next Wompy of the year.
Oh my,
worst movie of the year.
Now, damn it.
Holmes and Watson did not make the nominees. Your nominees were The First
it's
Purge,
okay.
I Feel Pretty, Ocean's 8, Robin, I should call it Robin the Hood, Robin Hood, and your winner,
Niggahood.
It was a decent battle here, but Happy Time Murders is the worst movie.
Oh, really? I want Jim Henson to do well, but
Jim Henson's dead.
It wasn't Antifa Hood.
It was not Antifa Hood. That was up there. That came in second, actually. So.
No, yeah, that's so sad.
Happy Time Murders here.
That's so sad.
The best of the worst.
What a shame.
That's too bad.
I would have thought that the fucking First Purge would have been the one. Or that one with the chick where the fucking dude dies because a cop shot him. But, yeah, all right.
Chicago,
Happy Time Murders, you are the worst of the bunch. Congratulations.
Yeah. All right, comic book news. There's only one thing this week. This just came out this morning, I saw. Billy Tucci, the creator of She, the comic book series, S-H-I, not S-H-E, the Asian heroine thing, report on social media yesterday that the FBI visited my home, warning that death threats have been made towards my wife and I on Twitter. He followed it up with, thank you for the concern over the death threats made to my family. Sort of just posted it as it's still sinking in. The FBI knows who he is and considers this a very serious threat. Again, thank you all. So, goddamn. Seriously?
I kind of want some Asian heroin now.
Brando was low. He still would too. But, yeah.
Oh my.
But yeah, so don't death threat people. What the hell's wrong with you people?
Yeah, that's slick. Yeah, the FBI knows where you're at.
Yeah, exactly.
Dumbasses.
Like I said, that was it for comic book news. Most of the news, of course, came out last week. Here's your recommendations and stuff. Not a lot came out this week because of the holiday. Fantastic Four number 5. This is the wedding issue. Uncanny X-Men 7. X-Force number 1 relaunch. And Superior Spider-Man number 1. I believe. Yeah, that's about all that came out this last week. So.
The Terrifics.
Still not out.
I bought it.
But did you?
Yeah.
What issue? What are we up to?
Oh, crap. Hold on.
Don't worry about it now. But
I got to find it. I will say 11 or 12.
Okay. 11 sounds right. If you find the Terrifics, buy it. It's that good. So.
Yeah, it's really good.
All right, let's go to wrestling news, and there's not much, thankfully, this week either. Former NFL player,
thank God,
Indy's good old boomstick, Pat McAfee, has signed a multi-year contract with WWE. He's been doing NXT TakeOver pre-show panels. He recently inked the deal, and sources tell us he'll be still be doing the panels, as well as making digital content. He said, WWE has formally offered me a multi-year contract. Who knows what we're going to be doing over there. They just want me to come and make some content. We'll see where it goes. So, Boomstick's
this hilarious. Is officially WCW.
Yeah, but Boomstick is...
still.
He's legitimately crazy. Anybody that gets... You're a professional athlete, you get so drunk that you say, you know what, fuck it, I'm going to go swim in the canal. In downtown Indy.
Yeah.
For shits and giggles.
No, that was in Broad Ripple, wasn't it?
No, he was downtown.
Was he downtown?
Yeah, he was at the worst possible place you could go into the canal. I like Pat, so there you go.
Jesus.
All right, last thing for wrestling news this week. On the January 7th edition of Raw, coming up a couple weeks here, Alexa Bliss apparently is still not cleared to wrestle yet, so she will be getting a new talk show. It will be hyped up as the first ever talk show hosted by a woman. They're saying it's going to be similar to Piper's Pit and the Cutting Edge. It will be called Moment of Bliss, and the first guest will be Ronda Rousey. So I can just see the ratings
it's
going.
It's
going to
be similar in that it's just a talk show without Piper or Jericho or anyone with actual fucking talent.
It's a heel running a talk show. There you go. Yeah. So there's your wrestling news.
Whatever.
But actually, let's actually ask the bigger question. When is, like, Vince McMahon in a talk show coming back? You know, Titans Tonight or whatever?
Yeah, Tuesday Night Titans.
Yeah, that's the one.
She must have had a severe concussion. If she's still not cleared, then something's up with that. So, but all right, let's go to sports news. Goddamn UFC. You're officially not getting any more of my money. All right, UFC 232 was last night. And it was just a fucking debacle the whole week beforehand. First, apparently UFC found out on December 6th that John Jones failed another drug test. Nevada said they would not license him. And Dana White and UFC said, okay, fuck it. On 1 week's notice, we're going to move the fights, the entire fight card from Vegas, who won't, you know, license him to fight, to LA, who, yeah, fuck it, we'll license him. We license everybody to fight, even though he failed a drug test.
Awesome.
So the fights moved to Los Angeles. UFC, Jones, White, and so-called experts went on the defensive, saying it was leftover metabolite from his failed test in 2017. Bullshit. He was microdosing and got caught.
Yeah.
When Frank Mir and Filthy Tom Lawler both got busted for the same amount in their system,
nobody fucking defended them.
Nope, and they got 2-year bans. And Lawler was cut from UFC right after he got busted.
That's right. And where did he end up? Fucking wrestling.
That's right. Jones, who is currently a snitch for USADA, that was part of his deal to get his suspension down time-wise, got a pass from UFC in California. This looks horrible, of course, for the UFC and Dana White, who had previously said that John Jones would never headline another pay-per-view for the company. But, of course, he did last night. Other fighters had to change their plans. Some were flying in family members for the fights. And then there were fans that were spending thousands coming from, you know, overseas to Vegas on 1 week's notice, close to New Year's. You have to schedule, okay, if I'm going to spend the money, now I got to go to L.A., this close to New Year's and try to get a hotel and everything else and tickets. Yeah, it was not good. Dana White was asked about the stuck fans in Vegas. He said, you can watch it anywhere in town at any of the casinos, so it's not a big deal. That right there just showed you how tone deaf Dana White is. Another downside is the medical costs are a lot higher in California than Nevada for the fighters. Nevada does not have an income tax, whereas California has one of the highest in the country. That's so right. The fighters are going to lose more money by moving it to California.
Yeah, this sounds more like a lose-lose situation for Dana White in the UFC.
Yeah. When Dana White was asked this at the press conference, he responded, well, who's going to pay my increase in income tax? It is what it is. To which the fans in attendance booed like crazy. You'd have thought fucking Roman Reigns came through the curtain as loud as they booed.
Yeah.
It was just fucking crazy. Jones at the press conference blew off a lot of reporters, including one woman who he said was bad at her job because she asked him why UFC decided to give him a pass even though he failed the drug test.
Because he's a draw.
Well, he's their last draw. UFC has lost Brock. They've lost Ronda. Connor is holding him up for money, really, if he even wants to come back. He's got fuck you money, so he can do what he wants. So John is kind of like their last star to make money.
Yeah.
And there's rumors that WME wants to now sell the UFC. They're not happy with buying it. And UFC has lost a ton of money this year. So they're in trouble. They're legitimately in trouble. So a couple days before the fight, Daniel Cormier, no longer the UFC light heavyweight champion. He told ESPN on Friday that he has decided to relinquish the 205-pound title rather than have it stripped from him once the Jones and Gustafson fight for the belt on Saturday last night. He said, today I'm going to relinquish the light heavyweight title. I'm not going to be stripped of the belt that I've defended with my all for 3.5 years. Being stripped of a title suggests you've done something wrong, and I haven't. I'd rather walk away this way with my head held high as it has always been than have the history books say I was stripped. I've defended this title this year. I was approached with the idea of fighting at heavyweight, so I took it. I fought 3 times in 2018. No champion has been more active than me. I have been a fighter. I am the fighter of the year. My story and my legacy will not include me being stripped of the title. They can have it. So your fight last night was actually for the light heavyweight title, which leads to the results of the fights last night. Your female super fight, Amanda Nunes and Chris Cyborg, lasted 51 seconds, and Nunes knocked out Cyborg. It was frightening. Nunes, of course, the same woman that knocked out Ronda Rousey in the first round, so that's the baddest chick on the planet, really.
So. See you at Bellator.
Yeah, just go to Bellator. They have Fedor. They're instantly better in my eyes. But John Jones beat Gustafson round 3 by TKO, so he is your new light heavyweight champ, but the whole thing's just fucking dirty. Did I watch the fights? Yes. Did I pay to watch the fights? No. I ain't even gonna lie. Hell no. I ain't ever getting another penny of my money. So you can fail a drug test, have everything switched, the whole fight card switched to placate one fighter, not, you know, everybody else on the fucking card, and he wins, and now they're calling him the best fighter of all time, even though he won a fight legitimately after failing to piss test. So fuck the UFC. Dana White is, you'd almost think he's doing it on purpose, crashing it out.
It almost feels like that, doesn't it?
You can definitely tell that once the Fertitta brothers, left the UFC and sold it, that it just,
it has they been were the same.
They were the ones that were actual brains behind it, not Dana White.
Yeah.
So. But yeah, that was your sports news. Vince, are you awake?
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, I know you sleep during sports.
I just hate sports. Fuck sports.
I know.
Good but for
you'd
you.
Like, you'd like women punching each other. It's fun.
I like women pounding each other, though.
That's a different kind of pounding. Video game news.
Free PS4 and Xbox One code. Wait, no.
No.
Quit reading pop-up ads.
Get another free PC game from Epic Game Store. Super Meat Boy. Do you like Super Meat Boy?
I've been called that.
Meet hot singles in your area.
Yes.
Quit reading pop-up ads.
Of course, you have to download the Epic Game Store app or program on your PC. You sign up for it just like Steam and you get the free game.
Download the Pornhub app. What?
Download Pornhub or Blacked. I love Blacked. That's my favorite. Speaking of free games, if you don't have it already, GOG, you can get a free copy of Soma too for the next week, it looks like. So,
Soma Coma.
So you've got GOG and Epic. And right now, I believe the winter sale is still going on Steam. So download Steam too. Yay!
That's where you can get the angry goy, isn't it?
No. Wow. It's true, I do. Fortnite.
I saw Fortnite Monopoly yesterday at the store.
Apparently, there's new challenges. You can download all the Expedition Outpost locations now. I hate fucking Fortnite. Fuck Fortnite so goddamn mad.
There's lore behind Fortnite, believe it or not, so.
What? There's backstory?
Yes, apparently.
Far Cry 5 is now just $20 for PS4 and Xbox One.
Isn't that one like horrible?
It was awful. I hated that game. I still am pissed that I played that game. It is so bad.
Yeah.
PlayStation Classic is on sale for almost half price. Sony released PlayStation Classic on December 3rd, confirming rumors that it was working on a competitor to Nintendo's line of miniature consoles. One of the surprises was the system's $100 price tag, which is higher than Nintendo's NES and SNES Classic, which cost $60 and $80 respectively. The price isn't a big problem this week because many retailers currently have a PlayStation Classic marked down to $60. That's 40% off
than what it was
a month ago. Yeah, and it's... I don't think the games were... Here's what it came with. Battle Arena Toshinden, Cool Borders 2.
Hold on, wait, go back. It comes with Battle Arena?
Battle Arena Toshinden, yeah.
Shit, now I need it.
Cool Borders 2, Destruction Derby, Final Fantasy 7, Grand Theft Auto, the first one, Intelligent Cube, Jumping Flash, Metal Gear Solid. Damn, now I need it. Mr. Driller, Oddworld, Abe's Odyssey, Rayman, Resident Evil Director's Cut. Shit.
Damn, I need this.
I need Revelations Persona, Ridge Racer Type 4, Super Puzzle Fighter 2 Turbo, Siphon Filter. God damn it. Now I'm going to buy it. Tekken 3, Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six, Twisted Metal, Wild Arms. Okay, go buy it. It's $60.
Yeah, I need this because I've been looking for the Battle Arena games. And you're literally, if you look like on eBay or anywhere to find them.
You will not find these.
One, they're really hard to find, and two, you're talking triple digits when you do find them.
They're
like, in the hundreds of dollars.
It's like trying to buy buy functioning droids from fucking Jawas on Tatooine.
Yeah, it's goddamn. Now I have to go find this.
Now I want to watch.
Apparently, there is a most anticipated game according to GameSpot's Jess McDonald: The Outer Worlds. Have you seen this?
Yes.
It's from Obsidian.
Yes.
It's Fallout in space.
It looks like a fucking stud.
Yeah, I'm gonna buy it. It's for PS4 too. Even though Obsidian is now Microsoft, they said "fuck you," we're gonna make it for PS4. And Microsoft, you know, they like money.
Of course.
I said, "Sure, we'll make money off of those dumbasses at Sony."
A business likes money?
Yeah, can you believe that shit?
What? I want it.
Socialism has lied to me.
Yeah. Microsoft's okay with selling it on PS4. The Outer Worlds looks really good. Yeah. If you haven't seen the trailer for it yet, it's got the Passenger from the Stooges playing in the background. So, I mean,
yeah,
it's got to be good.
It looks like what Fallout should be.
It's like New Vegas in space.
Yes.
And Obsidian, so, you know.
Now I know where my Fallout went.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, on a rocket. Like I said, everything so far, it looks like Epic Games Store, you got to download the app, GOG, and Steam still have their sales and shit going in free games, so that's the big news.
Take me to the moon.
That's all I got.
All right. Well, then let's go to music news this week. I'm going to butcher this name because I don't... It's just letters. Rapper Talib Kweli?
Something
really?
Talib Kweli gave his fans an incredibly wrong history lesson on Friday. He was trying to talk about down about Trump's wall that he wants. Yeah, he said that the Berlin Wall was created by Nazis and it was proof of how walls didn't work for Nazis.
Oh, Jesus.
hold, let me read it. Let me read it.
Vince's laugh is killing me. God.
Nazis!
So you're unaware of the fact that Nazi Germany had a wall called the Berlin Wall. That was torn down in 1991 in order to foster humanity and diversity. Walls didn't work for Nazis, so why build them here?
You keep saying it.
Build bridges, not walls, Nazi lover. This was in response to a social media user. Okay, for anybody not retarded, let Uncle Justin give you a little history lesson. Berlin Wall was not built by the Nazis. It was actually the East Germans after World War II.
Oh my God, I was coughing.
Under, you know, the communists, Soviets. Yeah, that's to separate people trying to get to the West to freedom.
The Nazis.
The Nazis built the Berlin Wall. God damn it. Shortly after they built the Berlin Wall, they built their base on the moon with T-Rexes and lasers.
Yeah, the one in the Earth, too. There's Nazis in the Hollow Earth.
And according to Call of Duty, they also made time travel.
Exactly.
People believe this shit.
Yeah.
That's the scary part about it. People believe this shit.
We was Kangs.
We was Kangs, but can't open a fucking history.
They floated. They used the force to float giant fucking blocks to make the pyramids.
That's right.
Kangs we was.
That's right.
All right. Time for the next Wompy. Worst musician of the year.
Oh.
This was close.
Can it this be the guy close. That said Nazis built the wall?
Yeah, it should have been, but sadly this did not come up in time, or he would be your winner. Your nominees were Bruce Springsteen, U2, Eminem, and in a very close race here, your winner was Snoop.
I love Snoop.
I don't hate Snoop, but you were kind of a dick to us. It's that kind of awkward silence that nobody wants to admit that Snoop won.
No, he's a piece of shit, for real.
No, yeah, he really is. I mean, I'll say it to his face.
Yeah. He believes that Nazis built the fucking Berlin Wall. I mean. Yeah,
exactly.
Poor Snoop.
Damn it.
That's it. Thank God. That's it for music news.
Oh, Jesus.
It's time for Song of the Week. Vince, can we have a song that has the word wall in it?
Yes.
He asked cautiously because he's not sure what Vince is going to pick for Song of the Week now.
Well, I mean, you could think of Pink Floyd, but I also got the one from Dokken.
No, I'll find something.
All right. So we will be back after this.
Feeding on your hungry eyes. I bet you're not so civilized. What's up, everybody? This is Handsome Dan Lopez, the smartest man not in professional wrestling, and I am the host of Handsome Dan's Final Say, the show that is guaranteed to raise your wrestling IQ. We premiere new episodes on Tuesdays on WLWstudios.com, as well as the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and TuneIn Radio. When will the next episode debut? Stay tuned to my Twitter feed at Dan's Final Say or the Facebook page, facebook.com/Dan's Final Say, to make sure that you don't miss a single episode. Raise your wrestling IQ.
Hey, this is Mike from the Midnight Jury. When you are done with this show, join my co-hosts Adam, Cal, Sydney, and I every Friday as we travel back to the last old school generation of the 80s and 90s to review the best and worst in pop culture, horror, and occasionally pro wrestling on WLWstudios.com or the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, or Player FM. Go back in time when it was all about VHS, arcades, and hanging out at the mall. And remember that every second Saturday of the month, we go live at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Rant EM Radio, which includes taking your calls. Once again, that's the Midnight Jury on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Player FM, and our home, WLWstudios.com. We'll see you there.
Horns up! This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
Your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting from the current to the way back. Join the impact player Phil Rea and the Portuguese man of war Choppy for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Live every week on rantemradio.com. Get all our episodes over at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Google Play, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
If you're not tuned in to the Shining Wizards, listen to what some of our fans have to say about the show.
Oh my God, I just love the Shining Wizards. It's four fucking virgin marks complaining about a fucking fake fighting show. Keep going, boys. The Stallion fucking loves you.
Tune in live every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. East, rantemradio.com. It's the Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
And we are back, and it is time for more Wompy Awards. It is time for the worst celebrity, male and female. The male winner. Your nominees were George Clooney, Jim Carrey, John Oliver, but your runaway winner, hands down easily, Alec Baldwin.
Congratulations, Alec. You are the worst of the bunch.
You are a giant piece of shit.
You trash human being.
Please, drop your pants on the Tonight Show some more.
Yeah. Your female nominees, Asia Argento, Alyssa Milano, Amy Schumer. This was actually a tighter race. This was the tightest race of all. And the fact that I can say tight near any of these women is an oxymoron.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, see, because giggles. Your winner ended up being the human potato, Lena Dunham.
Wow.
Very, very close between her and Amy Schumer. Alyssa Milano came in very close as well. But the human potato for what really put her over the top was lying about a rape victim.
Congratulations. We'll throw the wompy through your window with like a note attached to it, like a brick.
You're the best cunt.
I wouldn't even. It's just nasty.
Potato. Yeah, that's what we're going to write on the letter.
Potato human being. So, yeah, you won.
So, you're the winner.
Congratulations, you
piece a winner is you.
Of human garbage. So. All right, we'll go to listener questions this week. And we're starting off with Twitter. I don't know if you guys saw this week, but the question is, did Grover really say fuck on Sesame Street?
Yeah, he did.
It depends on if you are listening for it.
Did he?
If you're just listening normal, I didn't hear it. But then when I saw that, hey, Grover said fuck, and then you listen, you're like, okay, I can see where he say may have said that. Where you hear that that's maybe what he says. Vince, you think he said it?
I think he said it. I'm pretty sure he said it. I'll play it.
Yeah, put it in here. People can decide for themselves. But you can definitely tell HBO Now and Sesame Street. Jesus. But, all right. Next
HBO's
question.
HBO's version of Sesame Street.
Yeah. Next question here is from Ronnie. He said, okay, I came up with an idea how women and men can fight each other and not bitch about it. What do you think about making intergender but put a weight limit on it? No, I'm still not good with the men fighting the women.
No, there's no way.
It's different if it's wrestling, because that's obviously choreographed and you and take for, care of each other.
And 90% of men are still have that white knight built in. Don't hit girls.
Yeah.
So some woman is going to wail on that fucking guy, and the guy isn't going to throw a punch.
Yeah.
So it's...
But like if it's MMA and you want like, oh, let's have, you know, a woman in the same weight class as Brock Lesnar and let's have them fight. And no. So, yeah, I don't think that would end up well. All right. Next question here from Elizabeth. What are your thoughts on the Forgotten Sons? This is, of course, the, I believe they're a 3-man group in NXT. One of them's Gunner from TNA. I like them. I miss the old, they need more 3-man groups. I wish they'd bring back 6-man tag belts. Yes. You have enough, you could put together some good 6-man tags. I mean, hell, you got New Day, you got Sanity, you got them. I like them. I wish they'd build them up, but we'll see. So,
New Day's the real deal.
Yeah, I know. I've always liked the 6-man tag team concept. They do that a lot in Mexico.
Yes.
And in Japan, too.
Trios titles, yeah.
Yeah.
So, all right. And Vince loves New Day.
Fucking New Day, dude. Come on.
All right. Roboto here with a question. Is there a TV show that you can say you have never seen one episode of, and what are they? For him, he goes, it's Friends, Seinfeld, Will and Grace, aside from the Roseanne revival from March, and most of the shit on ABC now. So what's a TV show that, say, is popular or something that you've never watched a whole episode of?
Game of Thrones.
I've never watched an entire episode of Game of Thrones.
Never.
I've watched bits and pieces, but never made it through a whole episode. What else is there? I've never seen an episode of Blackish. I know. Shocking.
Yeah, I can't believe that.
Well, they build walls.
I watched the last 5 minutes of Blackish. I was like, wow, they make white people out to be the pieces devil. Of shit. And the stupid fucks that watch that actually believe white people are, you know, pieces of shit. And they're like, oh, that's not the most racist bullshit on TV. Awesome. All right.
Yeah. What else is on that I've never watched? What's a big show on now? I've never watched an episode of Stranger Things.
I've never watched Stranger Things.
I've never given a shit about Stranger Things.
My son loves it.
Apparently, it's really popular.
I don't give a shit about it.
I've never watched an episode of it. What else is popular?
Juan, come on, dude.
What?
I know you got TV down there.
Something that like nobody's watched?
It's Sabaho Gigante or something.
No, there is like TV down here sucks ass.
Yeah.
Well, it sucks here too, so.
Only thing that's worth a damn is like wrestling. Mm.
I can't think of any other shows that are popular that I've not watched an episode.
Honestly, Roboto, I don't even watch TV anymore.
Yeah.
And if I do, it's cartoons.
I watch Elementary. I watch Elementary.
Yeah, Elementary's fucking good. The only ones that watch Elementary.
I think so.
I try to watch fucking like old school shows or anime.
Yeah. All right, his next question here, sitcom or otherwise, name some second stream characters that made the series. He's talking Berta from 2.5 Men, Family Matters with Urkel before he became the major focal point. So what are some second string or supporting characters that really made the show?
Oh, God.
There's a ton of which I am blanking on right now because it's still early.
What about Boner from what was that show? Growing Pains.
Nick from Family Ties. Yeah. Skippy from Family Ties. Well, I mean, you could put Kramer from Seinfeld.
Yeah.
True.
Joey from Friends.
Yes.
Andy Sipowicz. Yeah, Kelso.
Yeah, Kelso from That 70s Show.
Andy Sipowicz's ass from NYPD Blue.
Yeah, that ass.
David Caruso's puns from CSI Miami.
His glasses?
Yes, Neil, the glasses and puns.
Neil Patrick Harris from what was it?
How I Met Your Mother. Yes, that's a really good one right there. what are some other second string? I am blanking on TV shows today. Vince, give me a TV show.
Dude, I can't. I got nothing. I just 5 minutes ago, I just said I don't fucking watch TV.
You're not helping.
When do I ever?
Well, you know, you got a good point there.
Higgins.
Yes, Higgins. There you go, Higgins.
Trapper John.
What was the name of the wife from Married with Children?
Peg.
Peg.
Yeah, or you could say Darcy.
True.
I miss Jefferson. Michael from The Sopranos.
Carlton from Fresh Prince.
Yeah, he's going to be Fortnite rich here pretty soon.
Yeah, he is.
That's a shame.
Oh, let's see. I'm trying to think of TV shows here. We've already talked about Friends, Seinfeld. Good Lord. Narrator from Oz. Black guy in a wheelchair. Whose name is really escaping me right now.
Professor X?
Yes, Black Professor X. He builds walls. It blames him on Nazis.
Oh, Jesus.
Kenny from South Park.
Yes.
Actually, Cartman. Cartman's not the main, so yeah, put Cartman in there. Man. I guess you could say Saul from Breaking Bad before he got a spinoff.
Yeah, actually. Saul was pretty interesting. Still is.
Whatever cop they would bring in to try to bust up Vic Mackey on the Shield every season.
Oh my God, yeah.
Damn, no shit.
Lana from Archer.
Oh yeah.
Carl from Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love Carl.
Yes, Carl is, yeah. I think that's the good one right there. We'll end with that, yeah. All right, next question here. Elizabeth wants to know, do I have a chance with Marcel Barthel?
Yes.
You just have to learn German first, because of course he used to wrestle as Axel Dieter Jr. for WXW before he got NXT signed. You got a chance with him. Just learn German. That'll make you more attractive to him.
You got this.
Yep, you can do it. We have faith in you.
What the fuck?
Tony wants to know, what's worse, twerking or motorboating? I can't stand either. That's according to Tony.
Twerking's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Motorboating's for pervs.
It depends on who is doing it, I guess, wouldn't it?
Does it?
I don't know. I'm going to... I'm going to say twerking is worse. Yeah, I'm going to say twerking's worse. And since nobody else is saying anything, we'll go to the next question.
That's it, man. That's all I got.
It's the end of the year. We've used all our good material. Got any of this? All right. Mr. Neal would like to know, will those Indianapolis Colts pull it off and make us proud? What's your prediction for Sunday Night Football? Side comment, funny how the NFL all of a sudden gives a shit about the Colts now and flex them into the Sunday Night primetime spot now that they're relevant. Cocksuckers, go Colts. Tonight is Colts-Titans. Winner gets to go to the playoffs, loser don't. Of course, it's big news down here because, of course, Titans, since I'm outside Nashville. It was on the news this morning down here that the quarterback for the Titans will not be playing, so Colts probably will win. There you go. Colts will win.
Yeah.
That work?
Yeah. I don't fucking care.
I know you don't. And his next question, just to make up for something you do care about here, Vince, scotch or whiskey? Single malt or blended? Or just fuck it all and do it up bourbon, no hair, no care?
Yeah, that one.
I don't drink.
Bourbon.
I like it all. If you're going scotch, go single malt.
Yeah, I don't. There's not a whiskey I don't. Well, except for maybe Jack Daniels. Fuck Jack Daniels. I mean that too. There is so much better shit that you can spend money on.
There is some really good stuff out there, that's for sure.
What do you got against my Red Dead Redemption horse?
Jack is bad. If you're going to spend the money, man, buy something good.
If you're going to spend
something
the money.
Canadian.
Something Canadian.
Anything Canadian, it's better than fucking Jack Daniels. That ain't no shit. Seagram 7 is better than Jack Daniels.
The only thing they do right these days.
Go buy a fucking 2 liter of 7-Up and a bottle of goddamn Seagram 7 and make a 7-7.
If you're going to spend the money, find a hillbilly. And you buy the stuff in glass bottles.
Well, yeah, it's not really like turpentine. Bottles.
It smells like turpentine. You can run your car on it. And it may cause you to go blind. But that shit is And I'm not kidding.
Moonshine.
Yeah. All right, Tony's next question here. Vince, did you eat the goodness logs from New Jersey?
I did. Okay. Okay, here's the story, okay? Mom calls me and says, do you know what this shit is? And it was a picture of Taylor Ham. Apparently, where she works, somebody gave her one. It got on the conversation in the Phantom saying, yes, you know, we're on a podcast, blah, blah, blah. Some guy from New Jersey's been trying to get him to eat this shit forever. Here it is. So we finally went over there and ate it. Okay. You have to cook it, apparently.
Yes.
You can eat it without being cooked, like Spam.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody does. It's unheard of if you don't cook it. So what I was told is you cut it thin and fry it like bacon. Okay. And I guess it's got a bacon flavor, but I didn't. I cut it maybe a quarter inch thick. Threw it in a skillet and fried it, okay? What it tastes like to me, it's almost like they took a semi-boneless ham that you have for Christmas or something, you know?
Yeah.
And they grind it down and process it.
Into a log.
Roll. Into a log.
Okay.
And that's what it tasted like to me. It was salty. It had the ham flavor. It was good.
I'm saying I'm not hearing anything bad.
It wasn't Spam consistency. It was, I don't know. It was good. I'd eat it again. But it was like a ham that had been processed, so it wasn't quite as tough. You know, like you get like a ham and egg and cheese sandwich.
Yeah.
And you got to go through the ham and you're pulling it apart. You didn't have to do it with this.
And the crap gets in your teeth.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because it was ground down and processed. So all you'd have to do is slice it and then.
Slice it, cut it, fry it, go.
Right.
So Vince is a fan of the Taylor ham.
Yeah. It's not bad. I'm not, you know, if you see me, I'm a fan of food. It's not, there's not a food that I won't eat.
Who is not a fan of food?
There's not a girl I won't eat either, but that's another, I mean, wait, what?
Ocasio.
Yeah, totally, dude. I'd spit in her butthole.
We're talking about Ham. The little side comments that got me.
I'm just saying. It's good. Taylor Ham's good. If you can get it, get it.
His next question here, he said, this is some high-level shit thoughts. He posted this picture in our Facebook group. Did you guys see this?
No.
I don't know why I ever asked questions. Because I know that you guys... All right, hold on.
Admin for the fucking group. I don't need to fucking look at shit.
Well, you ain't a kidding.
Fuck. Like, you want us to do extracurricular shit for the show.
Just look at the link. This is why we don't have things or merch or anything else or money.
We're broke. Right.
It's a reflection of the word brown.
Holy shit.
Now explain it for those that are listening listening and not visual.
I can't. Okay, if you take brown and like invert it.
It's a mirror inversion.
It's a mirror image. It looks like it says inward.
But the lowercase b is, yeah.
This is a revelation to me. Like the fucking red pill.
I was this many years old today when I figured this out.
Oh, that's Tony.
Learning about sex was not as revealing as this.
Tony, you're going to get us in trouble, man.
He runs the network. We're good.
He does things. It's all right.
It's like when your boss at work was like, hey, have you seen this shit? Look at this crazy shit. Yeah.
Yeah, your boss at work. Are you hitting that shit yet?
We called him dad. Yeah.
Vince to the back office, please. You hitting that shit yet?
God, how many times have we get called in the office like that?
A lot.
For like a family thing?
Nope.
Well, I guess Walmart technically is a family company.
Is it?
Well, the Waltons still kind of run it.
Was your dad kind of the boss?
No, we just called him dad.
And he was one of the bosses. Yeah. Wink.
Christ.
Oh, we can't say anymore because we don't know who listens to the show. All right, next question comes from Twitter. This made my week. Please tell me you guys saw the Trump guy at the vape shop video.
Yes, he won the internet for the year. Can you believe that? Snuck that shit in.
Last second nominee. Oh my God. Okay, for those that haven't seen the video, I will try to describe it. It's a guy in a Trump hat, or it's a black Make America Great hat, and a Trump shirt. He goes into a vape shop to buy some shit for his girlfriend, right? And the ginger beard...
Why? Watch what you say.
I said beard because you can't deny he had a ginger beard. Literally went screeching you're racist, I mean, he was literally screaming and reeing and... Oh my God. Literally, Leonardo could have painted this as a work of art. It's how beautiful it was.
Yeah, it's bad.
I mean, like just coming into the shop?
Yeah, and he wanted to buy some shit for his girlfriend so he could leave. And, you know, and this guy just loses his mind about Trump's racist. He's an idiot. I'm not selling to you. Get out of my store. Apparently, before the video rolled, he tried to hit the camera and hit the guy before the video rolled.
Jesus.
So
that's assault.
Yeah, that's what the guy was saying. He's like, just sell me the shit so I can leave the store and I won't call the cops or press charges on you for assault like you just did. So, yeah, it's beautiful. It's one of the funniest videos I've seen all year. Apparently, Vince, am I correct in this, that the guy was fired?
Yes, he was fired.
He did lose his job over this. And you see a black guy standing there that the guy that was fired completely ignored, didn't ring him up or nothing as he was going off about the Trump guy that came in after the black guy. He's like, and the Trump guy's like, this guy was here first. Why aren't you waiting on him? It's just such a lovely video.
Yeah, it's really glorious.
It's so funny. God, it's just great.
People are fucked up.
Yeah, and it's just going to get worse. All right. Handsome Dan has a question here.
No.
Well, it's one of those we have to think questions. So. Thank you, Dan. If a civil war started today, which states do you think would be the most likely to secede, and how long would it realistically last?
Well, there's your first problem. I don't think it's going to be a thing of secession so much as going to be like a thing of the fucking urbanized areas versus the rural ones.
I kind of agree with you, but if a state was to secede, Texas.
Texas.
And Texas would last long because here's why. The U.S. power grid system is cut into three sections. There's a West Coast, East Coast, and Texas has their own. Texas could live away, you know, they're not connected to everybody else. So Texas could do it. What other states would join them?
Hawaii.
Yes, Hawaii.
Hawaii, yeah.
Alaska.
If you're talking about just, you know, the ones down here that we're all connected to, I could see Wyoming, Montana, Idaho seceding and just kind of like becoming their own little dude. I could see it breaking up really bad, but I agree with Juan. I think it'll be more localized in your big cities versus your suburban rural areas, and it would not be pretty.
Let's actually talk about the one that everybody wants to secede before, California.
Oh, California, yeah.
They're supposed to be, aren't they? They're splitting it up into three states or something stupid like that.
It's on the ballot to split it up. Yeah, I love our California listeners. You guys need to get your hat, your coat, and get the fuck out.
Anyone with the sound of our voices, please get the fuck out.
Go east, young people. Go east.
And leave your politics with you.
Well, no, if you're listening to us, you're smart people.
Yeah, they're not. So,
if you're from Hollywood listening to us, I want credit for all the shit you've stole.
Word.
We want money.
Or at least a check. Yeah, that's exactly right. All right. This next question comes from Twitter. Vince, your thoughts on She Guevara there saying that baby Jesus was a refugee. She tweeted out, Merry Christmas, everyone. Here's to a holiday filled with happiness, family, and love for all people, including refugee babies in mangers and their parents. This is, of course, Ocasio-Cortez.
But he wasn't a refugee.
No, he wasn't. They were going back for a census. They were actually following the rules of government. This dopey bitch.
Yeah, and they just happened to say, oh, shit, I'm giving birth.
Yeah.
Where can we go? Oh, look.
America.
No room at the end. I got to go out here to the barn.
Well, people are dumb.
She is... I swear to God, she makes wet paint look like fucking Einstein.
But I would hit that shit.
How?
I mean, damn.
What is wrong with you, Vince?
She's hot. Look at her. And buggy eyes.
Nah. Nah, that's not even desperate, not even drunk.
You had dozens of people that listen to the show just all together went, no, something's wrong with you,
I don't know,
sir.
Dude. She's just, I don't know.
Do we need to take you to a doctor?
Hate fucker right in the ass. I don't, dude. I don't get it.
Vince has lost his goddamn
mind. I lost my mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, if there's a mental doctor in the audience, please contact Vince.
That diagnosis would be.
Dude, I'm totally. I'm gonna piss on you.
No. Now he's gone full R. Kelly.
This is gonna piss on me.
Just keep it in the closet.
All right, next story.
It's like we're raining on each other. Yeah.
Oh, it's golden.
It's raining men.
Oh, it'll be raining men all over her face.
Moving on before this horribly, horribly gets worse. From Twitter, our last listener question. Do you have any predictions for 2019? What are your predictions? What do you see happening in 2019? This could be for anything. It's what's going on.
Nobody's going to give a fuck. Everybody's going to say stupid shit like they are now, and they're going to get called out on it.
the Democrats are going to start ramping up their fucking campaign for 2020, and they're probably not going to have anybody for them. So go Trump 2020.
My predictions for 2019, look for Venezuela to become a major point because the Soviet or Russia's starting to move stuff into Venezuela like they did Cuba back in the 60s. If Trump continues to talk shit about the Fed like he has been doing this last couple weeks, look for Trump to take a magic car ride in Dallas, Texas.
Word.
If you understand that, you understand what I'm saying.
No, that's history, brother. That's the last president to bitch about the Fed.
Yeah, took it in the car ride. Yeah,
in Dallas, Texas.
Dallas at 1 p.m. and was found magically not shot in the head next to his wife.
Yeah,
they went out for ice cream.
Look for Europe just to continue to get worse, and that block of countries in the middle of Europe to stay strong.
Look for look for this to get uglier before it gets any better, because this is starting to look like the 1920s and 30s.
Yep.
Yeah, we've gone full Weimar Republic, and I believe it's going to get worse.
I do too. All right, that's time for let's do the last two wompies of the show here. Worst politician. Your nominees were Uncle Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Vince wants to pee in her butt, Che Guevara. And the winner, this was kind of a close race as well, but the winner was Mad Maxine Waters.
Oh, that's and good.
What put her over the top was calling for actual violence. So, there you go. You censored himself before he really went off.
I'll send it for you. There you go, you fucking racist black bitch.
You don't know how glad I have a brown guy on the show now.
I'm keeping that.
It works. It's going to stay in the show.
I'm keeping that.
That's not getting edited out.
Yeah, because it wasn't a white guy who said it. So suck it.
Of course
how
not.
About that?
We're good on that. All right. Last wompy of the show. The wompy for your 15 minutes are up. Your nominees were blaming Trump for things Obama did as well. Democratic socialism.
Oh.
The Russia investigation. And the Pound Me Too movement. This was the closest one of all. Democratic socialism became a very close runner-up to the Pound Me Too movement.
Oh, damn.
Pound Me Too is your winner. So.
And tell them why you got. Because you know, Asia Argento fucked a goddamn.
Yep. She screwed underage. Pooch on it. Yep. She's a kid fucker. So.
She's a kid fucker.
There you go. She fucked your movement. So.
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
Hashtag Me Too is like, it is now the Titanic of movements.
No, that's coming up here in a couple stories I got. It's the Women's March. Don't worry, we'll get to that.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
All right, let's get to Did You See This Week? A same-sex couple has inspired the makers of Barbie to consider diversifying their collection.
This was
according to Good Morning America. A couple of guys were wanting to get what they call married. We have a wonderful, loving, caring Italian family, one of the grooms said. Everyone is so excited for our big day, especially my two nieces. They've been talking about our wedding all year long and have been raised to understand, to only know that love is love. The girls will serve as flower girls. The oldest just turned 8. Last weekend, they went shopping for a birthday gift and tried to find a doll wedding set. Like any good uncle or gunkle would do. Apparently, gunkle is gay uncle.
Ugh.
Did I ever tell you people that I hate life?
Funkle?
Gunkle, not Funkle.
Funkle? I like Funko.
Yes. he said, I went out looking for her birthday present. She loves Barbies, playing with her dolls just like any other kid. Found a Barbie wedding set, but it only had a heterosexual bride and groom.
Oh, no.
The horror. The horror. So I came across the Mattel Barbie wedding set. It was almost perfect. Two flower girls, cake, and all out. But only a bride and groom were available, so I took matters into my own hands and made a same-sex wedding set, complete with two grooms. He shared this photo on Instagram and tagged Mattel. Now, Jesus, now these two fancy Fajos are meeting with the head of Barbie design team next week in L.A., Mattel has confirmed. So you're going to get same-sex Barbies.
I always knew fucking Ken was gay.
Yeah, he's fucking smooth, literally smooth as a Ken doll, yeah.
I'm so glad I played with my G.I. Joes.
This that get woke, go broke thing again? Is that what's going to happen?
Yeah, here? This is get woke, go broke.
Okay. Yeah.
Like I said, I'm so glad I had G.I. Joes.
Yeah, the only gay one was Shipwreck, Christ's sake.
In the Navy.
In the Navy.
I got a parrot. Oh, my daughter.
Coincidentally, that's the one I have looking at. And do you know where he is?
Technically, you live on an island. I can see the Navy guy you having him.
Do you know where he is?
Where?
He's in my closet. He's in my closet. Damn
it. Oh, my God.
Sometimes the best jokes write themselves. Kind of like this. That's a segue. The organ... Hold on, I gotta get the giggles out. The organizers of the annual Women's March have decided not to hold the rally in Eureka, California on January 19th as previously planned because they say the participants do not represent the diversity of the area. This decision was made after many conversations between local social change organizers and supporters of the march. This was in a press release, they said. They said organizers will continue to meet and discuss how to broaden representation to create an event that represents Humboldt County. Up to this point, the participants have been overwhelmingly white, lacking representation from several perspectives in our community. Instead of pushing forward with the crucial voices absent, or, you know, they just don't want to show up, the organizing team will take time for more outreach. Our goal is that planning will continue and we will be successful in creating an event that will build power and community encouragement through connection between women that seek to improve the lives of all in our community.
No, it won't.
So it's too white. We can't march.
A women's march.
Yeah, it doesn't say non-white women march.
Right. It's
it just says women's
march. So if you have a real vagina, okay, and you're born with it. You're a woman. White, you got XX chromosome. You can go, but we're not going to do it this year because there's too many white women.
Yeah,
we're going to do it next year when we have enough migrants.
I love to see them fall apart.
White women don't count.
This is apparently the best. It's so nice to see them fail.
Yeah, the women's march is completely gone because you had Sarzor, the fucking Sharia bitch. She's killed it, and then now they're saying, well, they're too white. We can't march, they're too white. They've literally cannibalized themselves. If you're a white woman, they don't give a shit about you. Never have. All right, next story here. The New York State Senator apologized on Tuesday after telling a Twitter user who called him out over a parking placard to kill yourself. I sincerely apologize, Kevin Parker, Democrat, wrote about his since-deleted tweet. I used a poor choice of words. Suicide is a serious thing and should not be made light of. Candace Giove, Deputy Communications Director for the New York State Senate Republican Majority, called out Parker for a potential violation in response to a tweet about cars parked in a New York City bike lane. The placard is assigned to Senator Parker, she wrote. However, the license plate number on the placard does not match the vehicle. So either he used it in another car or gave it to someone to use, both of which are not permitted. To which he replied to her, kill yourself. She then responded, did a senator just write this to me? New York State Senate Democratic leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins said she was very disappointed at Senator Parker's tweet. Suicide is a serious issue and should not be joked about in this manner. I'm glad he's apologized, but no action will be taken against him.
Well, yeah, because he's a Democrat, and he's from New York.
And he's black, I do believe.
So. Oh, well, yeah, you're fine.
Oh, he is? Well, yeah.
You're lucky you got an apology.
Yeah. That's like the ultimate shield in America right now.
He could have just said, my dick, and it had been the same thing. So.
Wow.
Hashtag me too.
Exactly. Oh, Facebook. It's been a bad year for Facebook, man.
Good.
They ended 2018 with this news story. According to a New York Times report, Facebook gave companies like Spotify, Netflix, and Microsoft access to users' private data without their knowledge. The report alleged that Russian search engine Yandex and China's Huawei company also had access to the data through partnership agreements as late as 2017. So Spotify, Netflix, Microsoft, Russian search engine, China's big tech manufacturer, all your private data, including private messages and every photo you've sent on private messages. But here's what that means. Russia has your nudes, all right?
They probably know I fucking subscribe to China Uncensored.
And Juan will not be here next week.
So it was Facebook with the Russian collusion?
Yep.
Along with China? Who is even more evil?
Former communist, current communist, Facebook. I'm seeing a pattern. But yeah, Spotify has seen your private messages, Netflix, Microsoft, and Facebook didn't tell you shit about it.
Thanks, fuckbook.
Zuckerbergenstein. And
Zuckerbergstein Goldman Bergstein.
Yeah.
Men.
All right. Next story here. We had the story, I don't know if it was last week or a couple weeks back, about the let's call her a priest in Sweden that said we have to take down the crucifixes in churches. You remember that story?
Yeah, I remember that.
And have a sign that points to Mecca. Because... well, I don't know that. Yeah, exactly. The Red Cross now has apparently issued demands on all of its branches worldwide to begin rejecting Christian orthodoxy by removing crosses and crucifixes from offices in deference to Islam. Volunteers have criticized the Red Cross charity after receiving communication telling them to remove crucifixes from the walls of their branches as the organization looks to become more secular. The Belgian branches of the International Aid Organization received an email from the head bosses, apparently, to remove all crucifixes. President of the Red Cross in Verviers, I believe, said, "We were asked to respect the principles of the Red Cross, not to distinguish between race or religious belief." He said there have been pushback from volunteers and other members on the issue, but downplayed the issue, saying, "I think it's a storm in a teacup. It's not a big deal." Several volunteers spoke to Belgian broadcaster and expressed hostility with the move. One saying, "Let things remain as they are. We used to say Christmas holidays. Now it's winter holidays. The Christmas market in Brussels has become the winter pleasures for a certain part of the population because of the Muslims. The crosses were removed in the Red Cross houses, and more particularly in that of Verviers." This volunteer said the order follows proposed removal of a cross in France, which was located above a statue of John Paul II in Brittany. The move sparked outrage among many and led to the Polish and Hungarian governments offering to take the cross. Such measures must be regarded as attempts to do away with the continent's civilization and culture. That comes from the Hungarian foreign prime minister. So the Red Cross no longer wants to have crosses.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, well, the Red Cross takes a lot of money in.
And a lot of it don't go where it's supposed to.
Yeah.
It's true, but there's a lot of people.
Quit giving money to the Red Cross. They're bad.
There was a lot of good people that used to fucking work for the Red Cross, and they laid down their lives to fucking save other people, so.
Yeah. Used to.
Yeah, the volunteers, you're good people. The head-ups, you're fucks.
Yeah, well, there's been a lot of volunteers leave because of all the bullshit.
well, if they're going to start taking the Christian part out of Red Cross, which is what it fucking was started from, I can see why.
Either way, it's going to get ugly before it gets any better.
Yeah, it really is. If only there was a book that said that this shit was coming. You know. Yeah. Some people understand it. All right, last story of the week, and probably the scariest story of all. We're going to end 2018 with the scariest story. Nation states must today be prepared to give up their sovereignty. And who do you think said this?
Angela Merkel.
Hey, ding, ding, ding.
I read the article. Yeah, it's,
Yeah, she told an audience in Berlin that sovereign nation states, you know, countries, must not listen to the will of their citizens when it comes to questions of immigration, borders, or sovereignty. She has made it clear she will not seek re-election in 2021. And since she's not running for re-election, she can actually say what she's been meaning and doing the whole time. There were politicians who believed that they could decide when these agreements are no longer valid because they are representing the people. The people are individuals who are living in a country. They are not a group who define themselves as the German people, she stressed. She had previously accused critics of the UN Global Pact for Migration, you know, this let's put Muslims all over the world thing, of not being patriotic, saying that is not patriotism, because patriotism is when you include others in German interests and accept win-win situations, you know, like immigrant rapes and murders skyrocketing. Her words echo recent comments by the deeply unpopular French President Macron, who stated in a Remembrance Day speech that patriotism is the exact opposite of nationalism, because nationalism is treason. The French president.
Wait, what?
Keep
good. Yeah,
the patriotism is the exact opposite of nationalism, because nationalism is treason. Loving your country is treason, according to Macron. The French president's words were deeply unpopular with the French population, and his approval rating nosedived even further after the comments. Macron, whose lack of leadership is proving unable to deal with the growing protests in France, which are still going, by the way, told Bundestag that France and Germany should be the center of the emerging New World Order, saying the Franco-German couple has the obligation not to let the world slip into chaos and to guide it to the road of peace.
Oh, damn. He said New World Order?
Yeah. Europe must be stronger and win more sovereignty. He went on to demand, just like Merkel, that EU member states surrender national sovereignty to Brussels over foreign affairs, migration, and development, as well as giving an increased part of our budgets and even fiscal resources.
Wow.
The mask is off, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, yeah, because they're desperate now.
Well, you know, the media will tell you those yellow vests are out there protesting gas prices.
Yeah, it's not.
It's way more than that.
Yeah, they're not.
The gas prices was the last straw.
Yeah, well, you know where that money's funding, right?
Yeah, it's funding the immigrants.
Yeah, they're not happy.
Let's just call them invaders.
They're tired of their people being raped and murdered.
Yeah. And now that, you know, Merkel's not running for re-election and Macron don't give a shit anymore, he's, you know, now they're saying what they really want. New World Order, France, Germany leads with EU leadership. Give us your sovereign, your national sovereignty, quit listening to the people, and give us your money. And let us make the choices for your country. That should be frightening to every person, regardless of your political background, whatever you think politically. That should be absolutely frightening.
They don't have guns over there either, do they?
No.
No, they don't.
Yeah, that should be absolutely frightening to everyone.
You know what? That's one of those predictions, like, the EU is probably going to ramp up the censoring and the migration crap in 2019 because they see the end is near.
I saw a thing where if you send a mean tweet to somebody on Twitter, cops will show up in your house in the UK.
Yeah, they already do that.
I'm like, what? Yeah, so stuff we've been telling you about for, you know, last few years. Here's the actual from their own mouths. So we've been telling you to get ready for shit, especially because, you know, they're trying to ramp up the dissension here and pit one group of people against another group of people here, because if you split up the population, it's easier to take over. Divide and conquer strategy.
Yeah.
Here you go. Here's the end goal, is one centralized government.
Hey, isn't there a book or something that talks about this?
Yeah, there was a book. It was written.
I'm looking at it right now.
It had multiple authors, but it was all inspired by, you know, the main thing here.
Mm.
Basic instructions before leaving Earth. Was that it?
Mm.
I think that's what I think they just took the first letter there and yeah.
It's like they're almost trying to fucking tell us something.
No, they're telling you something now. They're not hiding it anymore.
Oh yeah, New World Order.
No, I mean the authors.
Yeah, the authors were like, hey, down the road here.
No, but you know, regarding Merkel's comments, actually, like, a nation of individuals. Are you sure? Because Germany's been around for a long time, and they've always been ethnically white and German, and, you know, with their own traditions and shit.
Well, they were racist.
It's just like, these people see them as individuals now because they've turned society into just like this individualistic, narcissistic parasite. It's just, it's awful. You know? Yeah, and now they're just sweeping in with like people who are absolutely collectivizing like family units of just dysfunctional Islamist fucking families or African fucking migrants. And it's just going to be like putting a bunch of, I don't know, like putting a bunch of volatile chemicals into like a vat of whatever, you know?
Yep. It ain't gonna be pretty, but like you said, 2019, we're going into the new year now. It's gonna get real, real bad.
Yeah.
Get real ugly.
It's gonna be worse. It's gonna be like world tension is gonna get higher and higher, like Hearts of Iron 4.
Yeah. So the predictions about, hey, you know, Trump keeps talking shit about the Fed and he gets popped or something, and yeah, just Happy New Year, ladies and gentlemen. It's get your shit together. It's not going to be pretty. Vince, what are your final thoughts for this year?
Keep your stick on the ice. If the women don't find you handy, at least they'll find you handsome. Wait. Yeah, I didn't fuck it up.
No, you didn't fuck it up this week. I'm proud of you.
Don't be nice, be polite, and keep your finger on the trigger.
Yeah. Well, thank you, everybody. Last show, 2018. What a year. That's all I got. Hope to God, if something don't happen,
this year was the drizzling shits,
and the ball doesn't drop on your head. Or I think it's a music note down here, because of course it is. We will hopefully see everybody in 2019.
Bye.
Bye.